Watching the primary voting today in North Carolina, Illinois, Missouri, Ohio, and Florida, where you are, Jeremy.
And where Marco Rubio was last night, Robin, he held a rally in his hometown of West Miami. We will see today if that was the end of his campaign or if that's the beginning of the next phase. Lots to watch for. And the polls opened here in Florida at 7 o'clock this morning. We'll keep an eye on what happens in Florida. We're also, though, watching the other states that are voting, including North Carolina, where Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are leading in the polls. That state has 72 Republican and 107 Democratic delegates up for grabs. It's not a winner-take-all state. The primary in North Carolina was moved to March 15th from its usual date in May, and a new controversial voter ID law is in effect. So let's check in now with Leonita Inge, who is a reporter with Here and Now contributor WUNC. She's in Durham, North Carolina. Hi, Leonita.
Hello there.
And what is the polling saying right now in North Carolina?
Well, some of the polling by an organization called Public Policy Polling, when you look at, say, the Republican candidates, Donald Trump is leading the pack. And on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is leading the pack. Donald Trump about 44%. To Ted Cruz is 33%, and then you have John Kasich with 11%. Now, when you look at Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on the other side, when you look at the early voting numbers, they had Hillary Clinton, 68% of Democrats who voted early voted for Hillary Clinton to 29% for Bernie Sanders. But on Election Day, they're expecting that to be a lot closer. And that's
today. And tell us about what's happening today, because you've been out at some polling stations today. What did you see?
Well, some of the polling stations that I drove around in Durham, North Carolina, it's funny, there are two universities here, and it's spring break at both universities,
right.
And that's North Carolina Central University and at Duke University. So it's pretty quiet when you're around those polling places. But when you go in the central part of town, it's pretty brisk.
Well, and I think, by the way, I can answer the question of where those students have gone to on their spring break, because they're here in Miami Beach. We've seen them. They're all over the place. Well, and do we know about, though, turnout compared to previous years in North Carolina right now?
Well, right now, going with the early voting numbers that just wrapped up, I'm told about 687,000 people voted early. And that actually tops early voting in 2008 and 2012. Mm. So people have really come out.
Now, what about this voter ID law? North Carolina's got a new voter ID law. Is it having an effect so far on this election?
Well, it's really according who you talk to. If you talk to the folks who run the State Board of Elections, they say they have done everything possible to inform our electorate about voter ID, that you have to have some type of voter ID, a valid form of ID, in order to vote. And that went into effect this year. So that's your driver's license, a U.S. passport, a military ID, whatever it is, it has to be valid. But then when you speak to, say, members of the NAACP and this other youth group, Ignite North Carolina, they say that they actually blame the State Board of Elections and the state for really not letting people know that whether you have an ID or not, really you can vote. And you can be given a provisional ballot and vote because of this reasonable impediment rule that's been added to that law, which means, like, I guess you can say if you were sick or a family member was sick or you had to go to work, there's a reason why you don't have a valid ID. So really, the fact right now is even if you don't have a valid ID in North Carolina, you can vote provisionally and then get that ID later.
What about endorsements in the state? Marco Rubio and John Kasich have gotten endorsements from top Republicans in North Carolina. But as you pointed out, they're not doing very well in the polls there. Do the endorsements just not matter in the state of North Carolina this year?
You know, I think the endorsements and the traditional way of electing a candidate aren't really going the way they usually go anywhere. When I spoke to people today, I asked them, you know, what brought them out? Was it a particular race? You know, was it that someone was endorsed in this state and that's why they're backing them? And, you know, they pretty much said, no, I was going to vote for whoever I was going to vote for, and I'm here because they're excited. And a lot of people also say, I'm also casting a vote to make sure another candidate, you know, may not have a chance. I mean, it's all up in the air. I don't even hear much about the endorsements around here anymore. I just In North Carolina, they're following the national trend just like everybody else. They're watching the debates. They're reading about what's going on in cities like Chicago and also in Florida places. And, you know, they're just making up their own minds. I think it's just up in the air right now.
It's a different kind of year, and the old rules do not apply. Leonita Inge, reporter with Here and Now contributor WUNC, joining us from Durham, North Carolina. And North Carolina, one of the five states voting today. Leonita, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.